What a crazy year it's been, hey? Imagine trying to choose a new career path or decide on what you want to do when you leave school in this economic climate. Pretty daunting. But if you're a woman at home, maybe on the hunt for work, or you've got a teenager at home deciding what she wants to do when she leaves school, what about an apprenticeship? With retail and hospitality service industry jobs few and far between lately, many young women are actually struggling to find work. So girls are being asked to think about a completely different path, a path less travelled for women traditionally. Why not learn a trade? Girls completing school at the end of the year are being urged to consider trade apprenticeships or trade employment to take advantage of the federal government's $2 billion training and skills push amid the deepening unemployment crisis. The 2019 National Skills Needs listed 65 trades that are experiencing national skills shortages, and of those, 62 can be classed as male-dominated trades. Only 3 could be really classed as female-dominated. I've got Fiona McDonald with us this morning. She's the Managing Director of Trades Women Australia. Fiona, good morning. Why don't more young women consider a trade for work and a career when they leave school?
Good morning, and good morning, listeners. I guess women in schools aren't really given the knowledge about trades to begin with, and it comes down to really the person in charge of school who has access to the knowledge and can deliver the information, which are our career advisors. And often not, the career advisor is also a teacher, so their time to go out and learn about other industries and other opportunities is limited, and their access to information and resources is also limited. Therefore, there's a gap in our high school students learning about career opportunities in trade. This is something we're trying to address with the support of the federal government, and we're really trying to push that information out into schools to increase the number of women entering the trades and just to increase the knowledge of the amazing career opportunities you can have.
So how many women end up pursuing a career in the trades in Queensland? Any idea of the numbers?
Oh, it's very few. So the national statistic is less than 2% of the workforce that are currently working are women. Queensland is, again, very low numbers. The total number of Australian women we estimate from our job register is about 5,500. So, very low.
Pretty small. So what kind of trades are women working in the main at the moment, those who do go into the trades?
Oh, look, I'd love to say working in the main, I mean, still it's very low numbers, probably more so in the electrical industry. There's some really great high-paying jobs in the electrical industry, I mean, in mining, in commercial, in residential. And we've got some employers, especially in the mining industry, who've really stepped up and are providing incredible opportunities for women and for men as well. And really thinking about flexibility and you know, opening up their workforce to an audience of people who may not be able to work your traditional hours and might need support like childcare facilities or access to health. And they're really sort of implementing that across their workforces. You know, we've got some great mining businesses with childcare facilities on site. So it's absolutely amazing some of the things that companies are doing now, and it's really starting to change the way women can work in these industries, and it also benefits the men as well.
Now, you trained as a motor mechanic. How did you find learning your skill in a male-dominated industry?
I did. I loved my trade, and, you know, every day I wake up dreaming about cars and I can't wait to get back into the workshop. But I had a really positive experience. I really enjoyed learning my trade, and I went into it not knowing anything about cars, not knowing anything about tools. So it was a bit of a confidence thing that I had to overcome to try it out. But once I got in there, yeah, I just felt so supported by the employers that I worked with. I had 2 different jobs during my apprenticeship and then worked in the industry for a number of years afterwards. And I just felt so supported the whole time during my trade, and I just learned so many amazing things. And, yeah, I wouldn't be where I am today without it. So I had a great experience.
You, what about sexism? Often that can be a big deterrent for women getting into these male-dominated trades. Did you experience that?
I did. And I was part of a conference yesterday at the Clean Energy Council, and this came up as a conversation point, and there were some researchers on the panel as well and some employers too. and we were talking about sexism in trade and unconscious and conscious sexism and sexual harassment and gender harassment. And it does happen to women on work sites sometimes, and gender harassment does happen too as well. And gender harassment can be sort of defining a job by its gender. So saying a woman can't do something because of her gender. And it can be unconscious or conscious. It could be unconscious in the way in which a man might always offer to help a woman to do something, and then she misses out on that learning opportunity. And that's not something that's intentional. It's something we unconsciously do. So it does still happen.
Now, how can this $2 billion investment commitment by the federal government to increase trade training and skills, how does that actually translate into opportunities for women?
Oh, it's such a fabulous news announcement. So the government a couple of years ago released the Steve Joyce Review, a review of the vet sector, and part of that put forward a couple of different recommendations which are now being implemented. And it's great to see that trade as a career path is now becoming a real career education piece and will be pushed out to schools, which is absolutely wonderful. So we will see more women being educated about the job opportunities that are out there. Apprentices working in the sector will have access to more support from apprenticeship support networks, and employers will have access to more incentives to retain apprentices as well.
Well, it sounds like exciting times ahead for women getting into the trades. Fiona McDonald, let's hope more of them take up the opportunity. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fiona McDonald, Managing Director of Tradeswomen Australia and an ex-motor mechanic. Interesting to hear her talk about the fact that, you know, that when women are in the trades, they're sometimes in the electrical trades, for instance, and that there are really great opportunities with some employers providing childcare on site to manage the family responsibilities that women have and to keep them engaged in the trades.